The Possession is hitting the retail game. It's hitting it hard. It's a lot of shops closing. It's a lot of lines aren't offering the full scale that they used to offer. For the most part, sales are just really, really dropping. It's hard for the independent artists, you know, designers that are out here, because when it comes down to the retailers having to choose between a line that's already established versus, you know, an artist that's trying to get their foot in the door, or an artist that's somewhat been around for a while, like, is really hard. And a lot of times, you're already, depending on the stores you're dealing with, you're going up against some heavy hitters. So you either got to really, really come hard and leave no question, or it has to be a way where they're going to know they're going to get their money from purchasing your product. And I mean, it's hard for a lot of people out here in that way. People try to nickel and dime you regardless of the times. I mean, the problem is if they see your face and know you are the face behind your product, they believe that they have some type of leverage, you know, and they're going to always nickel and dime you. It's worse now because people are barely even working with nickels and dimes. They have their net terms, and a lot of times they want to deal with you on net terms. Depending on the size of your company, you're not always able to deal on net terms. So this is COD, cash on delivery. And if you don't have the cash, you don't get the product. But a lot of times they want you to wait 2 weeks or something like that. And it really depends. Sometimes you can do a consignment deal and work it out to your best benefit. But they're going to nickel and dime you regardless. Possession, sadly enough, doesn't really have anything to do with it, but it does. It has impacted it.